Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Shannon Tran, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. I'm really excited to have Shannon on the show today. Now, first, I want to give a shout out to all of you and to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to spend time here with us at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, I want to give a shout out to my listeners in Romania. Hey, everyone. I am so honored that you spend time each and every week with me here on the show. I'm grateful that I get to share great content and fantastic guests. And you know, I wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you. You know, I always say that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you're like that conscious entrepreneur. You come from that heart-centered place and want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show this week. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed with our show today. Shannon is a fabulous guest, and I am really looking forward to bringing her on in just a moment. Now, I want to remind people, because I've got the floor for a moment, I want to remind people to join our Facebook group at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where we can all support one another and connect with one another, and I'm very active in that group. And remember, you can find links to this particular show on many other internet radio stations, directories, platforms, like iHeartRadio, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, to name a few. And I always have a free gift for you on the show page, so be sure you check that out. And if you want to be reaching more people with your message, connect with me. Send me an email or respond to, just the link on my website. Let's talk about maybe you being a guest on the show. I would love to hear from you. So now, without further ado, allow me to introduce our guest for today. Shannon Tran is an expert at helping exhausted, overworked, busy professionals find balance and fulfillment in their lives. She helps clients work to a point where there is happiness and harmony in their work and home life, mutual respect, and strong personal leadership. This leads to increased productivity, an increase in income, and a much more balanced life. Dr. Tran is a clinical psychologist, coach, and certified energy healer. Her philosophy about success is that energy alignment plus skills and actions are the best and fastest way to achieve those lasting results that we all want. Join me as we welcome Shannon Tran to the show today. Well, welcome, Shannon. I am so excited to have you on The Holistic Entrepreneur today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with all of us.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm so excited to join you today.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share a little bit with all of us about your journey and what brings you to who you become today and the work that you do?
Sure. I'd love to. And, you know, I hope this journey is really inspiring for people who feel kind of lost and feel a little late in the game, because certainly that was the case for me. So I essentially, you know, didn't really come from a family of education. So kind of, you know, was just blindly kind of figuring my way out. And I'm the only one in my family to actually have an education and then to pursue a doctorate degree. And so as I pursued my education, I just started to learn more things about myself and kind of what really motivated me. And what I learned was a lot of what motivated me to achieve was just this need to like think I needed to be perfect and this need to try to please everyone. And while that gave me a lot of success on the outside, you know, I was able to accomplish a PhD and earn a good income. On the inside, I was really struggling and suffering because of that kind of thinking style. And so it was really a turning point when I recognized that, you know, even though on the outside people could say I was successful, I wasn't feeling successful. And in fact, I was feeling just starting to feel kind of depressed and really questioning my life. And it got to a turning point when I just kind of felt like I couldn't do it anymore. And I was starting to really question all aspects of my life. And I knew that, like, by questioning this, you know, I could really change the trajectory of my life. And for me, that was a big, you know, a big consequence, because, you know, being, you know, married and having kids and so on and so forth. So I really took it upon myself to kind of go through and hire a coach and do some deep inner work to really explore why there was such a big gap between what I was experiencing on the outside in terms of, you know, having a successful career, and then what I was actually feeling on the inside, you know, not feeling successful, not feeling happy, and really trying to explore, like, what is this big gap that I'm noticing? And so it was in that I really started to understand myself and really kind of change how I was thinking about things, how I was approaching it. And it just really led to some deep healing, and through that, a lot of fulfillment. And so that's why I'm so excited about this work, because I found, and I'm sure you have too, Bonnie, when we've talked before, that when you really gain clarity about who you want to be, and then what belief systems and what habits and skills and so on that you need to be that kind of person, life just becomes a lot more fulfilling, you know? And you stop trying to impress people, and you stop, you know, chasing after things that really aren't good for you. And you just really start to settle in your own skin. And life just starts to feel much more, more fulfilling and more exciting and joyful.
Oh, I'm so glad that you share that story, Shannon, because I think there are so many people out there in exactly that spot who think they have to be perfect, who, you know, have all these limiting beliefs from when they grew up or whatever. And it's like, life has to be this way. You have to work hard. It has to be this certain way. And it doesn't, because, I mean, yes, like you said, you can be successful on the outside according to other people and what they see, but inside you're not happy, and life is too short to not be happy.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know, when you think things have to be a certain way, you really cut yourself off to flow and possibilities. And you start to think you have to control life, right?
Yeah.
And you know, and
that always works, right?
Right. Well, it's just exhausting, right? It gets exhausting because you can't do it all that way, because you're running, you're going against life as opposed to letting life support you. And that's the biggest shift I've really seen, is that once I've just been willing to let go and allow and to shift my thinking and how I operate, life just started to really flow with me. Like, I just felt like there's a flow and an ebb to life, and it really allowed me to relax, right? Mm. So I didn't have to work so hard anymore. I could work smarter instead of harder.
Oh yeah, that's such good advice right there. You know, and I know you and I have talked about this in the past. You know, the subconscious mind plays a huge role in, I mean, I always tell people, everything is in there, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And so you want to have the good stuff at the top, but it isn't always at the top. What is your take on the whole subconscious mind and that whole piece that sort of drives our life?
Yeah, so I started to really study this very deeply, and went to some very extensive training and learned about different modalities to communicate and understand with subconscious. And a lot of people will say this, and I've really come to believe this deeply, is a lot of the results that we experience in life are due to our subconscious, right? Because those are our hidden beliefs, expectations, judgments that we have about things. And this is why, you know, a lot of people can have willpower towards things, but if they have negative expectations or beliefs that it's not possible for them, they're always going to be hitting a brick wall. And this is why a lot of people work so hard and they don't get the results. So what I have found is, when you do the deeper work and you start to really identify what are your own subconscious patterns, what are your hidden beliefs or expectations, you start from there and you start to clean those up. When you start to go after your dreams, you'll be a much more alignment. So some people talk about, you know, identifying subconscious patterns in terms of habits. That's one way, right? So you can look at your habits. So like, for example, someone's habit might be where, you know, they don't complete things, or some person's habit may be where, you know, at the beginning of New Year's, like they'll say, I'm going to lose weight. And then they'll find 2 weeks later, they're back into not exercising. So habits are a great way of showing you like what some of your subconscious beliefs are. Another great way that I love is looking at your own resistance, right? So like, what are you resistant to? What do you say no to? And really exploring why. And in these studies that we've looked at, and if you're familiar with the Max Planck Institute, they did this fascinating study at the Max Planck Institute. And what they found, which was both fascinating and a little eerie, is that our subconscious mind decides 6 seconds before we're consciously aware. Isn't that profound? Yeah. So you may think you're consciously deciding, but actually your subconscious is deciding because it holds all the power. And so what I like to do is teach people how to communicate directly with their subconscious mind. And that's the mind-body connection, right? So you may consciously think you believe something, and they may call it resonance, right? But if you're not feeling it in your body, you might be out of resonance. Or so have you ever had the experience, Bonnie, where like someone says something that just rings true for you?
Feel it. Yeah, resonate with it, right?
Yeah. You can feel it in your body, right? So whatever they have said, subconsciously on some level, you agree with, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now we can have that for positive beliefs, right? Someone speaks truth to you. Like when I said working smarter instead of harder, you're like, oh yeah, that rings true. Now, if I said something negative, but it was strong for you, it resonated, that's a subconscious block. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Because you're responding to something that's not healthy, or that might not support your dreams. So part of it is recognizing your own subconscious blocks, and we all have them. And that's where I get excited to help people to go deep with, because that's what really made the difference for me. For example, what I recognized that was really causing all the suffering, well, the majority of suffering in my life, was the belief that I had to be perfect and please everyone. Could you see how such a belief like that would wreak havoc in your life? Like, not only would it be exhausting, but you could never rest. And that made total sense to me. And part of what I was suffering is because not everyone can be pleased, right? And it's not healthy to even try to please everyone, like, because it's not realistic.
I bet you never used the word no, except to yourself.
I didn't, exactly. I didn't. So what happened is, once I recognized that belief and the havoc that it was creating in my life, and I started to change it, my whole life shifted, because I started to give myself permission to say no, to set boundaries with people, right? Because Bonnie, as you know, to be successful, you've got to have healthy boundaries. You've got to have strong, healthy boundaries to be able to say no to certain things in your life that aren't good for you, and to be okay with it. And for some people, that might be like, you know, reducing time with toxic people, like, right? I mean, that's an important area. So for me, once I identified that and changed it, my whole life shifted. My whole inner world shifted and how I approach life. And then I became in integrity with myself. And when you're in integrity with yourself, you're going to feel at peace with yourself. You're going to feel much happier. And you're just going to feel that you have more purpose in your life. And so what I do is I help people learn to communicate with their subconscious, and we look for the subconscious blocks that they hold, and then we remove them so that they are approaching their goals with more ease.
Because I would imagine that people, you know, can be sort of programmed to either fail or succeed based on what those blocks are, those beliefs are.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about it, a lot of us have not been programmed to succeed because we're hardwired, just how our brain works. We're hardwired to look for threats. That's how our brain works, right? And so in the research on positivity, what Barbara Fredrickson talks about is you've got to develop a 3-to-1 ratio to level out that natural hardwired tendency we all have, because in order to survive, you've got to look for threats. Mm-hmm. But you can't thrive in that state. So it's learning to develop a thrive mindset and learning to notice when you're in the survival mode and when it's a, and when you need to get yourself into the thrive mode. And there's a certain type of thinking style you need, and you need to be able to do it 75% of the time to hit the thrive state.
I like that, the thrive state.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your dominant, the positive stuff, the success stuff, your thriving is your dominant way of being then.
Absolutely. Because when it's your dominant way, how you approach life shifts. And then, of course, when you need to, like, you know, be in the survival mode, you can do that. But your dominant state is in the thrive state. That's your dominant daily state. And again, the great news is you only have to learn to do the skill 75% of the time, which when you think about, that's like a C average, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to point out it's a skill, because I was not at 75%, and I practiced it over and over and over again until I mastered the skill. And to me, that's a foundational skill to develop. This is why, from my philosophy, is having healthy and empowering beliefs is important, but you need the skill set to keep it in place and to act from that state of mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if I was going to send somebody to you, Shannon, as a client, you know, who was like, it was programmed for failure, actually, and you weren't going to help them. Where do you start with something like that?
So I generally start by looking what area of the life of their life they want to work on first, right? So I look for where the pattern is coming up first, because someone like this, you know, when you think about it, Bonnie, we have so many areas of our life, so it might be happening in more than one area, but I want to see where I can give them the biggest results. So for a lot of people that come to me in particular, it's either going to be in their work or their relationships, because they're so interconnected. So I'll usually look at those areas. I mean, once in a while with their health, because they, you know, these are high achievers and they kind of keep burning themselves out or, you know, overworking themselves. But for a lot of times, it's looking at how this is happening in their work, and personal life. So I kind of do like a self-assessment and looking at, and what I'm looking for too is the choice of words that they use, right? So the choice of words that you use tells you a little bit about your subconscious thinking.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. Let's finish this, but then let's go back and talk about that a little bit, because I don't think people realize how much their words really come through, you know, in that subconscious realm. So let's kind of circle around back to that if we've got time, but I want you to continue your train of thought here, because I want to hear how you help somebody through that, whether it be relationship or work, which is really 95% of our time, right?
Right. So what I do is we look at kind of getting a basic assessment. So looking at, okay, what's motivating them enough? What is their pain point? Like, what are they struggling with? And then I look at the language that they use. So let's just say the person says, oh my gosh, what I'm struggling with is I'm not doing work that's meaningful to me, you know, or like I'm working too hard. And so when I'm starting to explore them is, and then I'll say, what is your end result? Where do you want to get to? Because I want to know from them, what is their destination, so to speak, not my destination, their destination, right? And so if they tell me my destination is to do meaningful work and they're doing the opposite, then I'm looking at what's holding them back. For some people, quite honestly, some people's subconscious belief is they don't feel they deserve to be happy.
Right. A lot of people, I think, have that. Yeah.
So many people, or they feel like they have to, you know, they're not allowed to do work that they love, or they have to suffer, or you would just be really surprised. So part of it is I'm looking at, okay, what's contributing to this experience that they're having and what beliefs are really keeping them blocked. And then based on what we discover and what they need, you know, we clear out those beliefs so that they're in alignment. And then it might be just like you described. For me, I needed to learn boundaries. For some people, they might need to learn boundaries or assertiveness skills or how to delegate time or even ask for help, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of high achievers, they're terrible at asking for help. We think they're a burden to people. They're, you know, embarrassed. They think people are going to judge them. Like, there's all these just, you know, judgments about asking for help. And, you know, sometimes that can be really limiting to us, because a lot of times to succeed, you need a support team. You mm-hmm. need people that want to and can support you on your journey.
Yeah, we're not meant to live in isolation. And sometimes people think they have to do it all themselves, that it's only up to them. Whereas really, and I look at it this way, and maybe this is just a Bonnieism, but people want to help us. It makes them feel good to be able to help us. And we're not letting them do that sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's getting past that mindset and recognizing that's actually a limitation, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to like a badge of honor.
Right. Right.
You know, that like, and looking at, you know, and getting people to see that sometimes it's okay to ask for help. And then on a deeper level is making it safe for them to ask for help. Mm. Right. Because maybe in the past, we never know, like maybe in the past they've asked for help and, you know, they had a negative experience. So part of it is I look at, is it safe for you to ask for help? What would you need for it to feel safe? And then we go from there. So in the beginning, it's kind of like getting clarity about what they really want. And this is what I love about your work, Bonnie, is I know you focus a lot on this. And that was powerful for me because so many people chase after what they think they want rather mm-hmm. than what they really want. And what I love about this deeper work is it gives you clarity because you're starting to really understand what is it that you really, really want here. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the foundational work that we do. So that way when we're starting to work on, you know, the belief changes and the skill set and the mindset they need to reach their destination, they feel well prepared.
Mm. You know, it's amazing to me. You talk about, you know, what do people really want? And you probably have asked your clients this question too. It's like, okay, what do you want or what would make you happy? You know what? People can't answer that. It's amazing to me how difficult that is for people to answer because they don't really often take the time to think about it.
Yeah. And I've talked to about my clients about this a lot, because then I'll say to them, well, how can you expect to be happy if you don't know what, like, yeah. how do you hit the target? And then what I love is then I'll say, okay, now that you know, how much time do you spend on it? Mm-hmm. And when they say like, oh, I'm supposed to spend time on it.
Yeah.
Because what I want to point out, Bonnie, is it's a relationship, right? So you have a relationship with happiness just as much as you have a relationship with the person. Mm-hmm. So part of it is developing a very powerful relationship with your well-being, with your happiness, with your joy, with what, you know, your sense of purpose. Because when you do that, you're just going to feel very excited about life, right? You're going to be more in the flow. You're going to take inspired action that supports your goals and dreams. And of course, when you do that, you get to where you want to go faster. Mm-hmm. There's less struggle. There's a lot right. less struggle.
Absolutely. So what would you, kind of going back to the whole language thing that we were talking about earlier, how would you, what would you make of someone who came to you who said, you know, I do all these things and listed off like, you know, 15, 20 things that they do and didn't have, you know, like fun or any the fun things in there at all. It was just what they, the tasks that they accomplish or things that they do for other people or whatever, but there was none of them in there. Does that tell you something about their subconscious?
Yeah. And part of it is, you know, and I see this a lot happen, especially in women, mm-hmm. Which is they neglect themselves. They yeah. neglect their own needs. And so what happens is they don't know what they need, right?
Right.
And what message are you setting? What are you sending to yourself when you say, I don't count? I'm not important. Right. So what I do is I train them in their language, like when they make a commitment to someone or just before they're about to or agree to something, I invite them to ask, and does this work for me too?
Mm, oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And how is this going to work? Like, and it's a conversation they're having with themselves. So part of it is for them to get connected with themselves, mm-hmm. right? So because you need that mind-body connection to connect with yourself and have intimacy with yourself in order to really answer that question. And so part of, when go back to what you asked earlier, is that your words matter because our words will tell us what's in our subconscious. So here's a typical one. So, and this is one I recognize on my own when I was like working on myself. And this is a funny story. So I don't know, it's gotta be like at least 5 years ago now where I used to use the word a lot, I'm worried. I would say like, God, I'm worried. Where's the cat? And just basic things like that. I would say to my husband, I'm worried about the cat. I'm worried about this. Finally, my husband says to me, oh my gosh, what? I'm concerned. Like, you know, you're going to get asked, Tomer, if you keep talking that way. And of course I laughed because I thought it was funny, but, but then I really reflected and I said, how fascinating. Am I really worried? And what message am I sending to myself? Mm-hmm. Kid you not, Bonnie, I started to use the word, I wonder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, my anxiety level went down substantially by changing the word. Cause I really think the word I was using was a reflection of my anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't recognizing it until someone pointed it out to me. And by a simple shift in my language, it made a huge difference in my emotional state. Because then for me, I could see the difference between what is a wonder, because I'm curious, and what's a worry. Mm-hmm. And that's, and you just think about that one instance and how often we do it with our daily language. So I would say just, if you're curious to about your subconscious, watch your language. What words do you use? Do you say, I can't a lot?
Yeah, that's one that I hear a lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or do you say, you know, I don't know a lot.
Mm-hmm. Or I should or I shouldn't. People should on themselves too much, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so really noticing like the language that you use. And when I started to shift my subconscious, I noticed my language changed. Mm. I started to... And this was actually unconscious. I started to use more words that had a higher vibration, like prosperity, abundance, because I was starting to feel it. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is when you hit a thrive state, the words that you use change because you're in a different emotional state of mind. So you feel those higher vibrational words like abundance, joy, empowerment, excitement, right? Because you're at a higher level in your mind.
Oh, that is such a good point. I'm so glad that you brought that out. You know, we've talked about so many great things. We could go on all day about this topic, I'm sure, because there's so much to talk about. But I know that everyone's life is busy and people can only remember so much. So if there was only one more thing that they could fit in their brain today from our conversation today about all this stuff, maybe it's something we've talked about, maybe it's something we haven't gotten to yet, but what do you think is the really one most important thing you want people to walk away with after listening to the episode today?
So my recommendation, if you would like to see a powerful shift in your life, and I want this to be fun for you, so make it a game. What I would say is notice how often your words match your actions. Mm. So like notice the gap between what you say and what you do. You will learn so much about yourself and where your potential limitations or your potential bad habits are. And so if I were to use a phrase, then close the gap, right? So start to close the gap in your life. And that's integrity. I'm telling you, when you live in from integrity, it doesn't really matter what else is going on in the world. You will feel successful. You will feel abundant. You will feel happier. So that would be my advice is notice your gaps. Notice your gaps between what you say and what you do and be totally fascinated by it because we all have it.
Yeah. So I think that's a fabulous golden nugget to share with people. Can you give us like an example?
Yes. So a typical example, and I can think of many, but I'm going to give at least one. So the person who says, I want a loving relationship, but then they keep yelling at their partner. That's a gap, right?
Exactly. Good example. Good example.
You know, or someone who says like, you know, I want to, you know, I want to do, you know, I want to feel good about myself or I want to assert myself. But then they keep saying yes to things or not setting healthy boundaries. So that's a gap, right?
Yep. Yep.
Right. I mean, I literally can go on and on because I see them all day. I've seen them in my own life. We all have them. And this is why awareness is so, it's so priceless and it's free, but it's so necessary because you have to like listen to the words you say and be so aware to close your own gaps. Mm. Unless you have a coach that will help point it out and help you see your own blind spots. Mm-hmm. Then the way to work around it on your own is you got to be like live a very aware life. And so with anything, you can kind of say, wow, I said this, but I don't do it.
Yeah.
You know? Right. I said, I want this, but I don't do anything about it.
Yeah. Or it's like the person who wants to be in a relationship, but then refuses to go out with anyone or go or talk to anybody or, you know, do any of those things, but they really want that relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Or the person's like, you know, I want a successful business, but then they don't do any, take business classes or anything.
Yeah.
And so that, and then in that case, it's wishful thinking, and not that it's bad, but then just, you know, don't judge yourself for it or anything. Just recognize like, wow, that's an example of, I say I want this, but I don't do anything about it. What is that about?
So everyone, this is your homework. Work on closing that gap. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, Shannon, I know that people are going to want more of you. They're going to want more of Shannon Turan to know more about your services, what you can, how you can help people, the other stuff that you have out there. What's the best way to get that information or to connect with you?
Yeah. Yeah. So they can come visit me at shannontranphd.com. I have some great free gifts on my website. They can also email me if they have questions about our interview today, at support@shannontranphd.com.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know that you have a fabulous gift for all of our listeners, and I will put that on the gift page. So that will be there. And it's a whole bunch of stuff, a whole bunch of abundance gifts from Shannon. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, Bonnie, my pleasure. I love to help people, you know, develop an abundance mindset, live in abundance. So happy to share those gifts.
Yeah, because, you know, life is too short to not enjoy life and enjoy the abundance that we all deserve, even though people don't think they deserve it, right? We all deserve that.
You know, and Bonnie, I love that you say that. And what I found in when I started to heal is abundance comes in so many forms.
Yeah.
You know, if you just open your eyes and look around and you start to connect with abundance. And so one of the gifts is helping you connect with your own abundance. Oh, life is just so precious. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so much to be grateful for. There really is. There's so much abundance around you. And when you connect with it, it's easier and easier to see and really integrate into your life.
Oh, so true. So true. And you know, there's that saying that, you know, nothing new or more can come into your life unless you are thankful for what you've already got.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Gratitude is key, right? Yeah. Gratitude is, and even though I offer a daily, it's called an abundance exercise that I created, but it's also really about gratitude because they go hand in hand. They're like best friends, you know?
Yeah.
When you're grateful, you're going to feel abundant.
That's right. Oh, well, I have enjoyed our time so much today, Shannon. Thank you so much, because I know you're a busy person. So thank you so much for taking time to share your wisdom with all of us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, my pleasure, Bonnie. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.